Good morning, welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today's Thursday, believe it or not, the 14th day of the month of November 2019. We're just about to say goodbye to this year. So November, it's the 318th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There's 47 days remain till the end of the year. What is today's... What holidays and observance we got today? Today is Children's Day, believe it or not, and World Diabetes Day. So all the diabetic, today we can eat sugar. No. Don't eat sugar today. But, today is the World Diabetes Day. Our telephone numbers, our WhatsApp numbers, we don't have WhatsApp, sorry. Our Telegram numbers are 061-895-1019. 061-895-1019. SMS to 34519. This is going to cost you a rand 50, but don't hold it. Don't hold a rand 50 from SMSing and calling and sending whatever you want to talk about. Today, my name is Roy Perrett. So today I'm alone here again. And I don't know why, but my team really left me. That's it. I believe that, I'm going to just not going to start crying. Cause I don't know what to do, you know. I used to have like 6 people here on a Sunday, on a Thursday, and now I'm alone. So think about it. You know, today what are we going to do today? We're going to there's people started to ask me some questions, which is great. We can start. Yeah, talking about the day. So what do we have today? Today, first of all, we've got a war ish in Israel after taking off a militant from the Islamic Jihad, which I think will make the world a better place. We can talk about that if you like. We also can talk about your wives or your husbands if you want. Douglas Adams says, I love deadlines. I like the whooshing sound they make as they fly by. Yeah. Today started beautiful. So today's start, Sandton was quite a heavy rain. Then, you know, after a couple of minutes, it was beautiful blue skies. I don't know, South Africa, we love you. Crazier as it is, I mean, we got such great weather. I mean, I must say, like last night, I mean, it's hot during the day. It's lovely during the night. As long as you're safe behind the heavy walls and all, and make sure you're not flashing too much of Rolex watches, etc. I think you can be safe and pass this... Past that next holiday season or silly season, you may actually pass it easy. I'm not sure if you're all with me. So what do we have today? So we've got some birthdays that I just want to mention. So who do we have today? First of all, we've got. I always make fun of him. I'm ashamed, and the guy is not so bad. No, actually, he's Charles, the Prince of Wales. Believe it or not, how old do you think this guy is? So Charles, the Prince of Wales, is the British throne to the oldest son. Is the oldest son of the Queen Elizabeth II. I don't think he'll ever see the throne anyway. He has been a Duke of Cornwall and a Duke of Rome. What is the Rothesay since 1952, and is the oldest and longest serving heir apparent in British history. He's 71 years old. He's still a prince. He was born, shame, in Buckingham Palace, London, United Kingdom. His full name is Charles Philip Arthur George. And he was in active service, believe it or not, from 1971 to 1977. He says, I learned the way a monkey learns by watching his parents. I mean, I don't please. Then he says also, I'd rather go by the bus. He also says, as long as I do not make myself too seriously, I should not be badly off. Oh, you will never be badly off with a mummy like yours. Oh, the song just finished. All right. So let me tell you, before we're going to start, please send us anything you have, if you any questions or anything, especially on the situation in Israel. Like, I studied quite a bit, so please challenge me. And yeah, what can I say? I've got a Presley for you. How's that? Do you think you'll like a Presley?
This is The Hustle with Roy Peretz.
Hey, if you listened to me before, thank you for staying with me. So what do we have? We've got we've got some live reads here. So you can't make it to the Shabbat, what is it? To the Kabbalat Shabbat concert on Friday afternoon, can't you? No worries. Hi FM will bring it to you. Join us on your radio from 3:30 PM on Friday as Hi FM brings you the Kabbalat Shabbat concert from Glen Hazel, keeping it together with the Shabbat project. All right. So 3:30 PM on Friday. Then we've got Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper. Head of pocket saving sweet deals just for you. Pick and Pay Kosher Chicken Braai Pack for $79.99 per kilo. Kosher Deli Pick and Pay, Fagels, MCK, Crayfish, or Mock Crayfish. It's like crayfish, but you're allowed to eat it. All right. Kosher Deli Pick and Pay, Fagels, Mock Crayfish at very low, $199.99 per kilo. Pick and Pay Fresh Mince Hake is just R129.99 per kilo. Fries, a traditional sausage, 500 grams for $41.99. Catch these and many more specials in store. Those specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot. All right, guys, don't forget to go to Pick and Pay. We were talking about politics. I mean, I was talking about politics and, what is politics? Do you know? So Robin Williams says, let me check. I think I've got some SMSs. Let's read that. I got a lot of jewelry and I don't know if they're gold. Can you help? Oh, all right. Guys, if you get, people give you stuff, normally it's not right, but you must welcome to come to us. We won't damage it. And most of places that you go to check jewelry, don't have the proper equipment. So what they do is they'll have the equipment to check, but they don't have the proper equipment to give you the proper valuation. So what they do is they scratch the surface of the metal. If it's gold or brass, whatever it is, or silver or platinum, they'll scratch it. They use the appropriate acid to find out if the item is made out of gold, platinum or silver. In many places, they won't be able to determine exactly what the caratage, what is caratage, I explained last week, what is the amount of gold involved in the whole mixture. So, as I explained last week, when you see gold, 99% of the time, it's a mixture of gold, brass, and silver, and other metals. For instance, 18 carat gold is 75% gold and 25% other metals. 9 carat gold, it's only 37.5%. Of gold, and the other two thirds is other metals, which people say no, it makes it harder. For my opinion, 18 karat gold is nice. 14 karat is actually the nicest, because 14 karat is exactly 58.5% gold, which is all, like, make it almost 60% gold, and the balance is other metals, and make it really hardy, and and it still keeps the shine and feel of gold. Gold is a metal that doesn't disappear, nothing really happens to it. It's not like other metals you can basically lose, or when you melt it and remelt it and cast it. Gold is not one of those. The question was, let me read it again. The question was, if they don't know if they're gold or not. It's very simple. We've got equipment. We've got something called like a Niton gun. It's an atomic radiator that when the goods present to it, it will break it down to atoms and will tell us exactly what's the atomic structure and what is a complete mixture. So it will tell us how much zinc there is inside, how much silver, and how much gold. And from percentage of gold, we can determine exactly what is a caratage and not what your local friendly jeweler told you. Many times you'll find the stamp for 750. 750 is 18 carat. 75, 18 carat. 375 will make it 9 carat. 585, 14 carat. So if it says 750, normally it will be 18 carat. Many times you'll find that it says 750 and it's not even gold. So, don't take the word for it. Just bring it to me. We'll check it for free. We don't scratch. We don't, damage the goods themselves. Unless we've got a reason to believe that it's only the surface will be gold and the balance inside is not gold. So basically bring it to us. We just gun it. We call it a gun it because the equipment looks like a gun. Well, gun it will tell you exactly what's the caratage it is. And, we can give you a free valuation with a cup of coffee all for free. Yeah, that was the first question. Just bring it to us and, I will sort you out. That's nice. All right. Hi, Roy. Live you guys on TV. I believe our TV show is back on, so you can watch us on History Channel 186, DSTV 186. I don't know exactly when, but I know it was like, I think 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something. Send another correction. Just check for us, Porn Star South Africa. Porn PAWN, not, I know you think the other one. This guy said, I love you guys on TV. I got a very old Zenith watch left to me by my grandfather. Is it of any value and can I come and see you? First of all, let me tell you something about Zenith watches. If you buy a new Zenith watch, you'll pay more than a Rolex watch. That I can guarantee. It is one of the most expensive. It is one of the most expensive watches around. It is one of the oldest manufacturers of watches in the world. The problem is it doesn't keep the value as good as Rolex. So, some of them are amazing watches. It stands in the same standard as Rolex. I believe even better than Rolex. The mechanism, for instance, of the Rolex Daytona, the Cosmograph, was made for years and years, made by Zenith. So, it is an amazing, amazing product. A Zenith watch can be expensive and some of them are not really sellable. So the suggestion to you as well, come to me. It's really not that far from anywhere in Johannesburg. It's 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park, just across the road from Hyde Park Corner, like 150 meters away, next to the colony. Just come through, have a cup of coffee with me. We'll sort out everything you have. Before we carry on, just want to say that we are entering again. I'm going to say it again. We say that we're entering that bad part of the season. We call it the silly season. We actually entered it where everything goes crazy and robberies and murders. And, I just want you guys to never to say it wouldn't happen to me. I think you must really, really make sure that you're not wearing anything flashy. Unfortunately, we live in South Africa, and living in South Africa, you have to really be careful. So even in your own house, make sure that the doors are locked. You must just make sure that everything is normal. If you see anything suspicious, please call security company or whatever. Even watch your security company. After what we saw on Mnet on Carte Blanche on last week Friday, Sunday. So, just pay attention. Just to make you all a little bit happy, and just realize where we stay. I just want you to listen to Coolio. Yeah, what he has to say about gangsters.
You know about this group of Israelis that go to Italy. They go to Italy for vacation, and they go to the Vatican to see what's going on. And next to the gate of the Vatican, they see this guy. He's dressed very, very nicely, like a priest, very clean clothes with a suit and everything, and he's holding a box. And everybody come and give him money, and next to him they see there's a Jewish guy sitting there, he's dirty and everything, sitting with the cup, and
They give him small change.
They give him small change. Yeah. So they come to him and said, listen, let us look at this guy. This is how you make money. You need to just, okay. He said, they go. As they go, the Jewish guy is going to the Christian guy and said, you see, Shlomo, they want to teach us how to make money.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's the reality. PI Printers in Lyndhurst would like to get your brand out there. PI Printers will brand anything, anything, as long as it's printable. And what's more, they give you the opportunity to use their unique online creative tools to let your imagination run wild. Why not take up the challenge? Because PI Printers never sees problems, just opportunities, no matter the size of the order. Check out www.piprinters.com and create the right impression first time.
And let me tell you something. The cops got the best season now. Think of drunk and driving. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How much money they make of drunk and driving? You got plenty money. And I'm not talking about the robbers. How much money the robbers make, eh? Yeah. I mean, you took yourself.
They're doing it for the last 2 months, don't they? They started in October.
They started early this year. I think it was still when it was cold.
And they went a big high after the concerts on Sunday. They went to town. They say they brought them in. They bust them in from all over the Gauteng. Groups of robbers.
One person call it a concert. The other person call it an opportunity to make some money.
And who were the opportunities?
South Africa. I heard only 15 of them was arrested. So
only 15? There you go. And what they had in jail, that. All right. So, right now, what is it? 9:42. What, 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to be asked nicely to leave. So in the meantime, let me just transfer to you what I think. What do we add? So, November 14 and the Prince of Wales' birthday. You know who is more had, another guy had a birthday. He died like in 1926. His name was Claude Monet. And he was a French painter. Not painting roofs and stuff, but he was one of the best. He was actually the founder of the French impressionist painting, and the most consistent, prolific practitioner that of the movement's philosophy of expressing one's perceptions before nature, especially as applied in plain air landscape paintings. So Monet was really like a great, great painter. And he was born today in 1840, and he died in 1926 on the 5th of December. He was 86 years old. Who almost got a birthday was Josh Duhamel, something like that. He's an American actor. I don't know why they put it in for me. He's 47 years old. And my opinion on the situation is as they thank God, criminals or terrorists are around, much better for all of us. We got SMS here. Hi, Roy and your team. Love your show on Wednesday. This one I read. This one I haven't read. It said, hi, Roy. Love your team. Love your show on Wednesday. Lots of fun. But I'm getting married. Woo. I need a nice ring for good price. Any suggestions? First of all, ring we can give you. We can give you as well suggestions. Don't get married. Sunshine, I promise you, if you listen to our show on Wednesday, I promise you, don't get married. I mean, it's really not great. You can ask me. Don't ask my wife. Oh, it's great. So, where are we? Akiva. Akiva is saying, if you can't make it to the Zusha concert on Pork, Zusha is also playing at a base shul on Motzei Shabbat. Entrance is free. So if you can't make it to the Zusha concert on the park, in the park, Zusha is also playing in a base shul, in the base shul, I don't know where's the base shul, on Motzei Shabbat. Entrance is free as part of the Shabbat project. So here you go, guys. If you can't make it, you can go as well on Motzei Shabbat and listen to Zusha, to the Zusha concert. Here you go. All right. What do we add more? And we've got to, All right. I'm telling you, we can get you. So, like I said, we can give you a great ring for a really great price. So what I suggest you do, you go around and check all the fancy shopping centers, take a couple of photos of what you want, and bring it to me, and I'm sure we'll make something for a quarter of the price. Same quality. Yeah. Hi, Roy. I got very nice Ferrari from the 70s. Will you be interested in? Why not? Yeah, bring the Ferrari in. from the 70s. If it's still going, bring it in and we can be really, really, Like I said, you bring it in. We buy motor vehicles. We trade in motor vehicles. Motor vehicles, gold jewelry, and fine watches. I'll say it's our main business. So, yeah, bring it in. If you got more questions, guys, go for it. Go for it. Hi, guys. Do you sell laptops and cell phones? Yes, we do. We do. We actually sell everything we take on pawn because everybody says, I'm bringing you that. I'm definitely coming back next week. And my shop is about 300 square meters. Full of stuff, people promise to come back and fetch them. So you must welcome. Yeah, we've got definitely for sale stuff. Hi Roy, I'm looking to buy some art for my new house. Do you have any nice ones for sale? So let me just tell you, I've got more than 4,500 original paintings. Listen again, 4,500 original paintings. And I guarantee you that most of them are cheaper than to buy a poster. Just a normal poster in the Pick and Pay. So if you want art, come to me. You want carpets, come to me. Really cheaper than anybody will say. So whatever you see and you think it's on special. Oh, I bought this carpet for only 20 grand. I can give it to you for 5. So guys, really come to me. I don't want to sell. I want to get rid of it. And you, just for you to understand, they want to sell. Me, I want to get rid of it. So just come to me and I'll give you very, very, very great prices. What more? My opinion on trade in general in South Africa. Well, obviously, end of the year, everything wakes up a little bit. It's much better than middle of the year. End of the year, people wake up because of the feeling that we may have a better December this year. And politics. Politics. Politics, if we're talking about South African politics, I'm not an expert, really. I'm not an expert. I think I gave up. Is it possible? Maybe I gave up. Do you know what's the meaning of the world politics? Robin Williams. You remember Robin Williams, the guy who committed suicide? A very, very great, I think it was a great actor. And he was a great comedian too. I was in New York in quite a few years ago listening to his stand-up comedy. It was one of the most hilarious ones. Real human being. Proper person. But died. So he said, politics, what does it mean? Poly, I mean, if you break the word, poly is a Latin word for meaning many. And ticks meaning blood-sucking creatures. Robin Williams. I read it yesterday, but I want to read it again. Go bungee jumping. Your life started with a malfunctioning rubber. So it's only right it should end this way too. In connection with a war in Israel, I mean, that's not really a war. It's like some sort of operations that we always have. War never decides who is right. War only decides who is left. You know, if you have been struck by a headache, follow the instruction on the aspirin bottle. It says, keep away from children. I'm very happy to make you a little bit laugh. At our lives, we have to laugh, some people say, you want to say some bad things, so you say, pity there's no gym for your face, This is dental chair revolution. Once you have your mouth open, dentists lose the ability to ask questions with a simple yes or no answer. Some people are funny. You can go anywhere. You can go anywhere you like. You must only look serious and carry a clipboard. It makes sense. It may seem like I'm doing nothing, but I'm actively waiting for my problems to disappear. Listen to this. You guys must keep them coming. It may seem I'm doing nothing, but I'm actively waiting for my problems to disappear. I don't know if you remember that one. You remember that one? Silly love songs. Someone says, El bring down the tone of your show.
This This is The Hustle with Roy Peret.
I just want to say our goodbyes. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for being with us. I wish you all a great, happy, happy weekend. And next time, please send me as many questions as possible. Thank you for sending me all the questions, all the answers, all the, they've got somebody. You know, if you're using the phrase easy as taking candy from a baby, try to take candy from a baby, then we understand. Somebody's anniversary is coming and it's nice. Something to buy would come and get some ideas for, just come 341 Jan Smuts Avenue. I want to say goodbye to you guys. Whoa, 4 minutes, 3 minutes to 10 o'clock. Have a lovely, lovely Shabbat. A lovely weekend. Enjoy it. They wanna get by. They wanna get mine.